kindness of strangers. Ibn Battuta, born in 1304 and died in 1368 in Tangier, Morocco. Muslim explorer from North Africa who traveled 75,000 miles in 30 years. The Most Miles Traveled Award, at least for the medieval era, goes to Ibn Battuta. A devout Sunni Muslim, he set out from Morocco at age 22 to make the traditional pilgrimage to Mecca, several thousand miles away, and just kept going. His life as a religious scholar and judge in Tangier had been comfortable. Well-educated, he could pepper his conversations with poetry, Quran quotes, and references to classic Arabic literature. He dressed like a legal scholar, in a large turban and a spotless gown of fine fabric. Battuta's travels as a poor holy man were not always so comfy. He explored much of Arabia, then India, Southeast Asia, Spain, and parts of Africa, always with the goal of finding the holiest people there. Sometimes he thought of staying to study with them, and sometimes he cried from homesickness, especially when he learned from far away of the death of his father, then a son, then his mother. But he was too restless, too curious to stop exploring. "Never take the same road twice," was his motto. Unable to swim and uncomfortable around water, Battuta preferred traveling on land. He was treated generously at Christian monasteries and at way stations that took care of Muslim holy men. Sometimes he joined caravans for companionship. Other times he was helped by kind local rulers who might give him clean clothes with coins sewed into them, as well as horses and slaves for his journey. Battuta frowned on those who smoked hashish, drank alcohol, or neglected their prayers. He hated markets that stank of rotten fruit, too much fresh fish, and the blood of slaughtered camels flowing in the street, all common at the time. Men in bathhouses without towels around their waists bothered him, as did women whose heads weren't covered or who had male friends, all of which he considered immodest. He despised violence towards others, slaves being abused, or the practice of forcing criminals.